Holiness, Mr. Convener, moderator, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, we are welcome tonight to what is a unique event. His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet, is making his first visit to Scotland, his first visit to our city. And we have come, sir, to hear what you have to say to us. We sit on this platform and in this great hall representing seven great faiths of our time. Every city in the world is a city of many faiths, and Glasgow is no exception to that. And so here on this platform and in the hall are represented Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, the Sikh faith, the Baha'i faith, Buddhism, sir, and Christianity. And all of us have two things in common. First, that we believe in God. And second, that we are citizens of this city, that we belong here. And so we've come tonight to hear a man of faith, to listen to his word of peace for our day. Tibet is a large country, a country many times the size of Britain, but with a population only just a little bigger than that of Scotland. It is, Your Holiness, 25 years since you had to leave your country, since you were forced to leave it, and yet you preach nonviolence. You're an exile and a leader of your people, and yet your words speak peace, and that, sir, is why we salute you. Those of us who are Christian are the followers of a master who said, if someone hits you on your right cheek, turn and offer him your left cheek. We see in Your Holiness a man who lives what we have long been taught and do not live. And that, Your Holiness, is why we salute you in the name of the one who is our Lord. Can I say a word about our procedure tonight? You may wonder what a Church of Scotland minister who has no particular office, unlike the moderator, is doing in the chair. The reason is that I'm chairman of the Sharing of Faiths Committee in this city, and it is through our committee and some of our representatives here on the platform that this interfaith event has been arranged. We thought it would be right, before the convener of Strathclyde Region, Councillor Burns, introduces His Holiness, we thought it would be right to demonstrate that we have a way of showing His Holiness that he's welcome. Now, he had a great welcome in Edinburgh yesterday, and we're going to give him a great welcome tonight. And I thought we might do it by singing an old, old song. It's a song that is 3,000 years old. It's the 100th psalm. It says, all people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Let us stand and sing this psalm.
Thank you. Your Holiness Dalai Lama of Tibet, distinguished guests, as convener of Strathclyde, Your Holiness, may I welcome you to the Strathclyde region of Scotland. Scotland, Your Holiness, is a small country of some 5 million souls. I know that in your own country of Tibet, you are slightly larger, perhaps of 6 million. But half the population of Scotland live in the region of Strathclyde. It is, Your Holiness, we think, a very beautiful region. The heart of the region here rests in the city of Glasgow, but we are surrounded with beautiful countryside. The people, Your Holiness, are friendly. We are demonstrating this here this evening. If, Your Holiness, you have not already found this, then be assured that we in Glasgow and in Strathclyde welcome you in our native friendly fashion. People from many other countries have come to Scotland and to Strathclyde over many, many years. They brought with them their own culture and their own religions. And here, Your Holiness, they have an opportunity to carry these through without fear. You come to us as a great leader of your people, truly a holy man, a holy leader, a man whom the world has acclaimed and recognized as a man of peace. Your Holiness, we await your words.
Dharma brothers, sisters, I really enjoy to participate with prayer. As I feel very happy. Today, you see, we humankind facing many problems. Certain problems are really a very serious matter. Now you see, these certain problems which fail to find solution or way. Now on that level, I think the only hope is the spiritual message. If human being not only develop mental intelligence, but more development in our heart, then I think we may find more easier way, I don't know why English is so poor. Now my age getting older and older, my English become degenerate. But nevertheless, I will try to speak my own feeling, try to express my own feeling through my broken English, all right? So now you see, the other method, when you see fail, the only hope is this various spiritual, teaching or message. And also you see individual level, the question of happiness of individual person, or individual family. Now, I feel like this. Whole of world population, maybe three different categories. So one category believe Dharma, religion, spiritual value. Then another group of people deliberately abandon or denying any value of religion. Then the third category, I think majority, the people who see neglect about the spiritual value. Now you see all three categories, you see people, these people, I mean, everyone is very clear, want happiness, do not want suffering. And in the meantime, you see, all these three categories, you see, facing more or less same problem now. Now, when I look, investigate the amount of you see mental peace or calmness, you see these three different group, I feel those people who accept spiritual value, I think you see these people, when you see they're passing through a difficult period, or how to say, the tragedy, or some very desperate situation, I think with spiritual, spiritual belief or spiritual practice, they, under that circumstances, they may easier to keep their determination, courage, and hope. And those people who only believe in money, in power, that those people, when you see the money and the power fail to achieve the unwanted goal, then you see the person become very desperate. So you see, spiritual give us hope and more courage, determination. So you see, if now, the other way, if those people who, you see, deliberately, I mean, neglect any religion, if they get more happiness, more genuine and permanent happiness, then we also have the right to follow the same, you see, pattern, because everyone wants happiness, do not want suffering, and happiness gain, more happiness gain through that method. Then, you see, we have every right to follow that. But it seems, you see, not that case. Now, for example, in a family, one family, how to say, affair, more, you see, spiritual-minded, accepting certain, you see, deeper meaning, then their family life maybe more peace, maybe more, you see, united, harmony. So like that, so you see, the spiritual value is something still, you see, in this modern time, I think, still, you see, great value. Now, therefore, the various different religion, you see, different tradition, you see, though in philosophical field, differences, in some cases, fundamental differences, but the main aim or goal of various different religion is same, which is serving, helping humanity. So, the various different religion come together, closer understanding each other. It's a harmony, closer understanding. With that, they're making common effort for world peace, you see, for his benefit of entire mankind. So I always feel it is very important to have a closer relation between various different faith and religion. Now today, here at one, say, platform, isn't it? On one platform, you see, as you mentioned, six different, how to say, faith people sit together, not fighting. You see, not, you see, sort of, or what? Not just, you see, mere politeness or, how to say, you see, diplomatic way, but you see, sincerely. Come together and feel real warm human, I'd say, real warm-hearted feeling. That is very important. So I'm very, very happy to participate in this moment. Now you see, if you see our world situation is very smooth and very, you see, I mean, how to say, no problem, if everything goes very smoothly, then if that is the case, then maybe worthwhile to argue, to fight, because of, you see, different philosophy or different tradition. Maybe a fun, isn't it? Now this moment, that is just out of question. You see, we are really facing some, you see, very serious matter, isn't it? So therefore, this moment, the unity, you see, closer contact, you see, forget about minor differences. Now, these are minor. When things, you see, a bigger issue is facing us, then the minor issue, I mean, not important. So I always, you see, believe the you see, not only between various different religions, but even believer and non-believer, I think, you see, we must get a closer relation with these two forces on the ground that both are human beings, both are citizens of this world. You see, everybody wants happiness, do not want suffering. I think all right. I'm not involved in any political matter, but simply I'm sincerely, you see, expressing from the viewpoint as a, you see, oneness of, you know, oneness of, sorry, as oneness of, I don't know, human being. Now, for example, when I visited, you see, United States or the Western European countries, I found same human being. Then when I visited Soviet Union or some other, you see, the eastern part of European countries, I found the same people, the same human being. They accept, you see, some superficial different color, and deep down, everyone, human being, everyone want happiness, do not want suffering. You see, on that level, the old people are same. I think if we develop more, you see, on the understanding of, you see, that level, I think we will grow more respect each other, more close understanding, more trust will develop. You see, at the moment, some problem, some, you see, certain problem thing, which in reality can solve very easily. But, you see, people, you see, find it very difficult to find, you see, solution. Mainly, you see, distrust. And no respect each other. Just simply distrust, a suspicion, and deep down, some hated feeling. Some cases, you see, hated feeling, anger. Human emotional feeling. That becomes, that makes obstacle, even a small matter, which very easily can solve. So now, therefore, you see another example, I think. When a meeting took place in a nice place, at that time we may necessary to introduce each other. Before that, we may sit quite, formally. Then someone come, introduce, then smile, go like this, isn't it? Then say, in a very remote place, no other human being, except another human being, and here, one is there. Both are, facing, very dangerous thing. That moment, without introduce, even without know the name, or what country, what nationality, what faith, simply two legs going like this, oh, that is human being, that is my companion, that may be my helper. So go, we'll go, and catch. Now, this is the example. Now, today, we need that kind of atmosphere. Go, shake hand, and express what is our feeling. Both want happiness, do not want suffering, do not want to kill. Now, one's own, life. Life is precious. For that precious thing, we are spending money. We are buying, this and that thing. Because of, we feel life is precious thing. Now, unfortunately, in this planet, although everybody have that feeling, but somehow, in some cases, human life, playing on human life. Some are making business, or selling weapons, or like that. I'm not, selling like that. In the same place, there is innocent people killing. Like that. So now this is, and also now, the ideology, these different ideology. In some cases, unfortunately, even faith, different faith. Suppose, faith, different teaching is the ultimate remedy, for disunity or for disaster. Oh, sorry. Ultimate, remedy or savor for disaster. But some cases, due to human weakness, even these faith also become an instrument for fighting, or more dividing, more killing. Why? We are lacking human understanding. So, it seems it's very, very important to grow the realization of oneness of mankind. From that viewpoint, whether you're a believer or non-believer, that's a secondary. So long we are remain or live together on this small planet. Now world becomes smaller and smaller. Now in reality, now even beside now this moral issue or moral thing, but simply if we look in the economy field, we are very much dependent on each other. Without proper and genuine cooperation, one nation or one continent cannot survive. Heavily dependent on each other. So from that viewpoint also, we need genuine cooperation among ourselves. And conflict, as a human society, conflict bound to happen. Now, here, important thing is we must make this human conflict must be conflict should be humanized. Not use a sort of missionizer. Can I say missionize? humanize some this problem. Humanize, then still human feeling is there. On that ground, we can talk. We can discuss, even argument, even some small fight. All right, but still remain as a family quarrel. it's a mean. So now, now this is, oh, now. So, now this is my feeling or my, you see, what to say, my own reading, now the present, you see, situation. So, here, every one of us has this responsibility for whole mankind. Because, you see, if something happens, something wrong on this planet, there's no chance we self, survive, isn't it? The whole world, some unfortunate things happen on this world, yet you yourself lonely survive there, somewhere corner of this world. It's impossible. So you see, they try to contribute some solution or some, you see, some remedy for the world. It's one's own, you see, question of survive. So, now those here people, if you feel okay, if you agree, you see, this feeling, then please try to implement in our daily life. If you not agree, then all right, doesn't matter. Just, you see, this is, just leave it as an empty word, all right. So now here, so I will speak something about, you see, Buddhist practice.
In all religions, giving or charity is considered to be very important. Buddhism identifies four different types of giving: the giving of things or the giving of material things, the giving of non-fright, of freedom from fright, the giving of religious doctrine, and the giving of love. The giving of love is not a case of giving some material thing to another person, but of developing an internal attitude that is based upon the realization that oneself and all other beings equally want happiness and don't want suffering. And from that point of view, expressing love. From the depths of one's heart, one develops a sense of altruism, a wish to help others. This is done through analyzing the faults of cherishing oneself, the faults of selfishness, and the great advantages of cherishing others. Through reflecting on these faults and advantages, one cultivates a greater and greater sense of altruism.
Mm-hmm. shajiliya nyamthakwe simjin kroji kom en sosu dinigaliya surduchi kasore kwe panne sosu nyutru sosu dani eni ta dijodi keben di kachigre dijodi keben kachigre tu se takja tambina rangshu gi sosu samlo di nyamthakwe simjin yesengwa dalya samdanyer tuwa.
There's a type of meditation that I do myself and that I also explain to others. It might be of interest to you. One, in imagination, I consider on, well, oneself would consider on one side one's own selfish being on the right-hand side, and on the left-hand side would consider a number of poor, stricken, or destitute beings. And then you would place your own more intelligent self in the middle, looking at and considering the two sides, considering your own selfish self and considering these destitute people, which are more important. And you naturally come to consider the group of destitute beings more important than this one selfish being looking out for his or her own welfare.
Ranjinzin basic samdan rangdun khonama do samdan ngi pena da di pge setem ni dikyen do samdan ni ni kyen jikla la ta kyen jikla wa ani da di da nyin ba di ta da nyin ba sne mi do kan da ranjinzin khona samdan de ngi pena da di jik samdan da de di nyam ta ge sim je pe le tang da di do samdan ani di de na de yu chi dam do samdan ba yin jik so so sim na ja ma de cha yong do wa.
This technique of imagination is very helpful in that it separates out your own selfish self so that you can see it more clearly, its needs and what it is doing in contrast to the needs of a large group of destitute beings. Through this, you can see, one can see the faults of cherishing oneself too much and selfishly seeking only one's own welfare and neglecting the welfare of others. It is a way of manifesting to yourself the faults of an inner attitude that works against even your own welfare. In this way, you begin to separate from your old self, your old attitude, and assume a more altruistic attitude.
The Kwamni, Yang Yang Samda, Yang Yang Samda, Rang Shugi, any Shanjinzing Tali, a lot of Shushi, depend on you.
So, this technique is extremely helpful if one engages in it over and over again, repeats it day after day, month after month. It helps to lessen the selfishness and increase the force of one's cherishing the welfare of others.
That jinzing, the ran jinzing, the yung chin, shen jinzing, lo shu shu shin bayina, yong ya di, ren yi liya, kandaji kazo tedu dewada, pull, pampa jigi. That kandaji, samu dong dang kura shu shi panda yungi, kiwa chim shayung.
Now, in fact, when a person lessens his or her own self cherishing, and increases the altruistic cherishing of others, in fact, this helps oneself in a way in which one could not help oneself otherwise. Now, in order to bring about this altruistic cherishing of others, it is helpful to engage in the practice of patience.
Now you see, practice of patience, you see, that is very helpful in our daily life. If you have, you see, practice of patience, then it helps to maintain our courage, our inner strength. If you see less patience, due to small matter, get very easily irritation. Now you see, then that not only fail, destroy the present calmness or happiness, it also brings more type of irritation. So you see, on the other hand, you see, something happened, but you see, patience. Patience in the sense, you see, sort of is defeatism.
Yes.
You see, I mean weakness. Not that way. You see, kasore, swabha kamaya. Mwene dhanegi, nyingdo yoni swabha kumbiyarwa. Swabha digi, nyingdo peyongdoa.
Through the cultivation of patience, one's own strength of will increases greatly.
So you say, the whether believer or non-believer, you see, hope is one of the foundation of our life. So it is very important we keep always, you see, sort of, you see, optimistic attitude with hope. That is very important in our life. So that several communities and it is pain.
When one cultivates patience, it helps this attitude greatly.
Now, in order to practice of patience, you see, for that we must have someone who makes irritate. Without that, we cannot practice patience. So now you see, think like this, then your enemy, and before we feel towards enemy, oh, very bad, you can see, our enemy appear to us something very black.
Like someone with the horns on his head.
But after you see thinking, in one's own improvement, patience is important. Patience is something like kasore pana chigun do anda gaje lo shu ya par ma cha chebe ko ko do sing ne gasa. I think stabilizer. You see, patience acting like stabilizer. You see, without patience, sometimes we are very happy and almost jumping.
Jumping.
Sometimes, you see, demoralize and go like this. Isn't it? With patience, courage, hope, stabilizer. Always remain fit. Always remain, how to say, kasota? I don't know, calm. And something ready to do, isn't it? So you see, therefore, in order to practice that, we need enemy. So therefore, whether enemy's side, whether his motivation, right or wrong, that is, doesn't matter. So long it can use us, it can help us, it can use for our practice, then it is good, isn't it? So you see, gradually, you can develop deep respect towards our enemy. Then you see our compassion cover, including our enemy. That type of compassion is genuine compassion. So now these are some of Buddhist practice. And my own daily life, I practice these things. And if it helped me, it helped. So now this, you see, in different tradition, this is different philosophy, you can adopt these things, these practice. Thank you very much.
Your Holiness, I hesitate to say it, but below your marvelous address are the words silent prayer, and we hope that you're going to lead us in that. Will you do that?
Silent prayer. What is it now?
I think it would be interesting for all of us who are here to know who has been sharing the platform with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And I would start with my good friend Mr. Sagu, who represents the Sikh community. I'll come to his colleague immediately on his left in a moment. We have Mrs. Gandhi representing the Hindu community, and we have Rabbi Gunnberg representing the Jewish community, and of course the convener who introduced His Holiness. The Reverend John Jolly is the moderator of the Presbytery of Glasgow in the Church of Scotland, and Ian McCafferty represents the Baha'i community. And of course, sir, your most excellent translator, the professor who knew all the words so well and kept us on the edge of anticipation because we thought he was going to miss a line. He never did. Your Holiness, I think it would be good if we had a word of thanks from the Church of Scotland and from the Roman Catholic Church. And I would ask Mr. John Jolly if he would speak to us first.
Mr. Chairman, Your Holiness, Councillor Barnes, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. As moderator of the Presbytery of Glasgow, it gives me great pleasure and joy to offer to Your Holiness our warm thanks for addressing us in that marvelous way tonight. We know, of course, that the subject of peace is a most relevant one. It's close to the hearts of people everywhere. Mankind longs for peace, there's no doubt about that. And yet even today, in the words of our national bard, Robert Burns, man's inhumanity to man makes countless thousands mourn. Between many nations, there is still a vicious circle of distrust, an atmosphere of suspicion and a spiral of real violence. And that should make us all the more determined to strive together for peace, because we do have the power to make this the best generation of mankind, but we also have the power to make it the last.